I want to talk about the process of how we deal with conflicts, ethics, and the practice of law, particularly in a regulated industry. Now, I'm going to set out a process. I want to tell you what I see the process to be, and I need you to tell me whether or not you think that's the process. The legislature, state and local, national, passes some stuff because they want things to happen a particular way. They don't like some things that happen, and so they want to prohibit it. And what is the legal profession's response to that? What is our job? It's to figure out ways to let our clients do what it was that the legislation didn't want us to do. Huh? Isn't that what we spend our time doing? Coming up with ways to get around what it was that the legislatures didn't want them to do. So what then is the legislative response to our efforts to try to get around what they didn't want us to do? They criminalize it. It changes from being a regulation into being a criminal statute. So whether you're talking about the healthcare industry, the finance industry, the banking industry, good grief, look what they've been up to, or the oil and gas industry or any energy industry, you will find a process of which the regulators try to set something up. The legal profession tries to figure out ways to get around that, and then the legislature criminalizes that conduct, and they start sending people to jail because that's the only way they can make us behave. Ooh, that's cynical, isn't it? But watch it. Watch it happen. Watch how we have more and more criminalization of conduct that just used to be a violation of a regulation. Now, why does this happen? Well, let me set out two standards that I believe... that I believe is the current business model. And you're going to hate this.